Allah, heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to this wonderful and insightful silsila called Spiritual Cure. And you are back with us once more. You know, the purpose of this silsila is to cater for the grief-stricken ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many people around the world are suffering from different kinds of problems, different kinds of calamities and issues, sicknesses, ailments, illnesses, and the list goes on. And this is the purpose of this silsila, from the works, from the research, especially of His Eminence Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir Ahl-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas al-Tar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah. We provide some kind of relief, some kind of solutions, Madani pearls of advices, as well as spiritual cures, treatments, and wada'if incantations, insha'Allah ta'ala. Before we go into the different complications that we have received, the questions we have received, as well as the calls, please make good intentions. The beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So don't delay, make those good intentions today. Make them now, in fact. That I'm watching the silsila of Madani channel for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What I learn, I will try my best to act upon that and to teach others as well. So very quickly, grab your notebooks, grab something to write, grab your pens as well. We are going to be discussing many important points that affect many people out there in the world, no matter where you are. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many benefits and blessings for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of durood-e-paak, salawat or salutations upon the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is mentioned in a beautiful narration that the person who recites durood or salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam 1,000 times daily will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. He sees his place in paradise. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Don't you and I also want to be included amongst these privileged people who have this opportunity? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And we can, inshaAllah ta'ala, through the sadqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are able to achieve this by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. So instead of using our very precious moments that we have in this world, in this dunya, in useless activities or useless conversations that have no true benefit for us in this world, in the grave, in the hereafter, use that time, spend that time in a wise way and send durood paak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. Make the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Let us recite now as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, please listen attentively, take down those notes and stay with us right to the end, inshallah Azza wa Jal. There was a message that came through from a representative of Dawud Islami, Zimadar of Dawud Islami, from an Islamic sister. And she says that my husband has a very bad addiction. And this addiction is of gambling. Juwa, they say. Gambling. Allahu Akbar. Now, we need to understand something. In today's world that we are living in, people are always looking, or maybe majority of people are looking for a quick way of making money, a quick way of increasing their wealth, their status, their influence in society as well. But they don't look at that avenue. They don't look at that path. Is it a path which Islam allows or Islam forbids? The only thing they see is that I'm going to get money out of this. I'm going to get wealth out of this. But look at the consequences. We must understand something, that this disease of gambling, it is a disease. It is an addiction as well. And it is where either you eat up, you consume somebody else's hard-earned money, or somebody else consumes and eats up your hard-earned money. Allahu Akbar. Even if it's consensual, even if both agree, it is still a gambling. And therefore it is forbidden in Islam. It is completely, clearly prohibited in Islam as well. This act of gambling, it is prohibited, it is evil, it is a disease, an addiction. And do you know where it leads to? It leads to none other than the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, the displeasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It leads to the fire of hell. Now I will advise for those Muslims in particular who are gambling out there, we need to think about the consequences. We need to take a step back and say, what does my deen teach me about gambling? And what the consequences and the evils and the harms of gambling are? The first thing is, this gambling, it's leading to the displeasure of my Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who created me. It's leading to the displeasure of my beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is my master. And it's leading to the pleasure and happiness of Shaitan, Satan, the cursed and humiliated one. It is leading to the pleasure and happiness of my nafsul ammarah. That nafs, that ego, those carnal desires, that base self, which pushes one towards fulfilling evil desires. I'm making that happy. And I am displeasing my Allah Azza wa Jal. I am displeasing my beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We need to make our minds that imagine if a person, whilst gambling, that person passes away, that person dies, Allahu Akbar. Or whilst committing any other sin, any other evil action, and that person dies, what will be the consequences? Don't we know that the manner in which a person passes away, this is how this person will be raised and resurrected on the day of judgment. That will be true humiliation. That will be true disgrace. That people will see us. That if I was gambling, I will wake up, I will be raised in this manner on the day of judgment. If I was robbing somebody, stealing, if I was doing some sin, whatever it is, that person will be raised in this manner. We need to condition our minds. Yes, there's many, many negative influences out there that are encouraging people, the masses, and also Muslims, towards sin, towards the consuming of alcohol, towards the indulgence of drugs, towards the attractions of the nightclubs and music and dancing and singing and a whole lot of other evils. But we have to make our minds that I am a Muslim and this action is prohibited by my Islam. It is prohibited by Allah Azza wa Jal, by the glorious Quran, by my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the consequences will not be good if I indulge in this. How foolish is it? Make our minds and make those Muslims' minds in particular who have this addiction of gambling. Make our minds and how foolish it is that I fill the bellies of my children from haram sustenance or haram sources. I fill my own belly. I nourish my body from haram sources like gambling or riba, interest, etc. The glorious Quran has mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 219.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ يسألونك عن الخمر والميسر قل فيهما إثم كبير ومنافع للناس وإثمهما أكبر من نفعهما.
Translation from Kanz al-Iman. They ask you the decree regarding wine, intoxicants and gambling. Say, O dear Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in both is great sin and some worldly benefit for people, but their sin is greater than their benefit. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 219. I will advise, if you have any, maybe your spouse or maybe your child or any relative or Muslim friends especially who have this addiction towards gambling, continue inviting them towards goodness. Remind them of this verse of the Holy Quran that Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِن نَفْعِهِمَا, that their sin is greater than their benefit. Allahu Akbar. It may seem that, you know, I may win some money, but that money then that you are winning is somebody else's hard-earned money. And somebody else wins your money, how would you feel? Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal, protect us. Save us from this destruction, this calamity, this disease of gambling. We need to make our minds and we need to invite people towards goodness who have this addiction, who have this disease with them, that continue explaining the harms of gambling, that it removes barakah, it removes blessings from one's rizq, from one's sustenance, it removes blessings from one's home, and what punishments await that person in the grave and the hereafter. Think about the azab of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why use your halal, hard-earned money and flush it down the drain by indulging in these haram sources or facilities? Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one who gambled, hadith pak, one who gambled, it is as if he had dipped his hand into the meat and the blood of a pig, khinzir. We know that the khinzir, the pig, is completely impure. Najisul ayn, completely impure. It is haram, it is prohibited as well. So imagine taking your hand and dipping it in the meat and the blood of a pig. This is hadith pak. Furthermore, think that whatever you are going to win, our researchers, they mention, if a person wins a lot of money, just think that each cent, each rand, dollar, rupee or pound of that money that you won from the gambling is like a bottle of alcohol. Alcohol, you know, is haram, is prohibited, it is impure as well. And you need to get rid of it as soon as possible. Why drink that alcohol and create more sin? Why consume that wealth and use it to nourish the bodies of your children and yourself as well? There are many, many crafty ways that the enemies of Islam have created to entice people towards gambling. Allahu Akbar. Take for example, and we must not get caught by this. Be very wary of these plots and these plans of the enemies of Islam. And for example, you are told, you go to the shop, you buy something, you are told, okay, you SMS the word win, for example, the word win to this number, and you qualify in a draw where you can win some prize. Now, on the face of it, it doesn't look like anything's wrong there. But when you truly analyze and you scrutinize, you will find out this is a form of gambling. How? That SMS that you are going to send is going to cost you maybe a rand or a dollar or whatever currency you use. It's going to cost you a certain amount of money. Am I right? So that money, it is as if you are taking this money, you are putting it into the slot machine and you are pulling it. Because you don't know if you are going to win or not. Allahu Akbar. So this is a subtle form of gambling which you must be very wary of. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A Madani Bahar. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there was an Islamic brother who visited one of our zimmedars, one of our responsible Ta'wizat at Tariq Islamic Brothers, and he complained that I've got an addiction to gambling, but specifically to online gambling via the internet. And my hard-earned money, and he had a good job, according to this Islamic brother, he had a good job in some prestigious hospital, and he's earning a good income every month, but he's saying, although I'm earning a good income, but due to my addiction to gambling, I have to borrow money, and I'm sitting in so much of debts, I don't know what to do. The salary is coming and is gone in paying off the debts that I'm borrowing to play that online gambling. Nevertheless, this Islamic brother was advised that join the weekly Sunnah inspired Ijtima of Dawat Islami. He was also given the card treatment, he was given Ta'weez as well. He was encouraged to be in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. And you know what happened? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Because he took that first step, the very fact that he came to visit that Islamic brother, the Zimmadar and representative of this Ta'wizat al-Tariya department, is the first step. And he did this. After about a month, he comes back and says that, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I don't have any desire to gamble anymore. I don't have any desire. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And like this, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, slowly but surely, he managed to pay off his debts and he has a lot of happiness today. And this is what we all want, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. So I will advise you, for that Islamic sister, perhaps send a mahram, send your husband himself to any of our Ta'wizat al-Tariya stalls for the cart water treatment, for the ta'weez as well, and some wada'if that can be prescribed for him, inshallah azza wa jal. This will have a very good impact and a positive impact, inshallah ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many people out there complain, and this is another message that we have received regarding Nazr-e-Bad, or the evil eye, evil-sightedness, which truly affects a person physically. And I mentioned ulama-i-kiram, our scholars, they advise us that please don't post the pics of your newborn babies, or the new car that you bought, or the lovely meal that you made on the different social media platforms. You have no idea who is viewing those pictures and with what intentions they are looking at that. If you're putting up your meals there, and then we are complaining of stomach problems, belly problems. If you're putting the picture of your new cars there, what happens? Tomorrow there's an accident. We're putting the pictures of our newborn children or our children who are advanced in age. What happens? They end up getting sick and we don't know what's the problem, what's the story. So rather, we should hide our happiness, save ourselves from the effects of Nazr-e-Bad, of evil eye, inshallah azza wa jal. May Allah azza wa jal protect us and our children from Nazr, from the evil eye. Ameen. Nevertheless, there's two beautiful wazifas that can be recited. And you will find this in Amir Ahl-Sunnah Dam Barakatum Aliyah's famous book, Madani Panj Surah, or Madani Treasure of Blessings. You can obtain this from Maktabatul Madina, which is the publications department of Dawud Islami and the bookshop of Dawud Islami. If you don't have a Maktabatul Madina of Dawud Islami near you, then for your convenience, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you can download this book, an e-book, from dawudislami.net. Go to the book section, type in the search Madani Panj Surah or Madani Treasure of Blessings, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, for free you can download this. In fact, I will say every single home out there, no matter where you are in the world, every single home must have a copy of Madani Panj Surah. It is loaded with wonderful Madani pearls of advices, sunan and adab. It is so many beautiful wadaif are there, incantations, things to be recited when a person is in debt or sick or fever, flu. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, obtain this book please. So it is mentioned in there, Allahumma adhib anhu harraha wa bardaha wa wasadaha. Once more, Allahumma adhib anhu harraha wa bardaha wa wasabaha. Recite this one time with Durood-e-Pak once before and after, and do dumb blow on that person, inshallah azza wa jal, that person will be cured from this nazri bad. I mentioned this example, and it's a wonderful example, a true life incident where one of our senior representatives of the Ta'weezat al-Tariya department was sitting on a chair at somebody's home, and the child is continuously crying, and the father comes to this Islamic brother and says, you know, I don't know what's wrong with the child. And the Islamic brother says, I put the child in this Islamic brother's lap, small baby. And this brother, this Islamic brother, this representative of Dawud Islami, he recited this, Allahumma adhim anhu harraha wa baradaha wa sabaha durude pak, and he blew on the child, he did dumb. And the father says that I was shocked because a few seconds later, this child stopped crying completely. Subhanallah, kya baat-e madina ki. So we too should try to practice upon these wadaif, inshallah azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we have a caller, so let us go towards our call. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
My name is Othman Yusuf. My question is, I want to know what the harm of backbiting.
I would like to know what is the cure for TB, jazakallah.
My dear Usman bhai, backbiting is one of the major sins, one of the major spiritual diseases which are found almost everywhere. In so many gatherings, you go to even religious gatherings, the gossiping, the backbiting in some way or form is taking place. And you and me as Muslims, before we say anything, think, will this be beneficial or not? Will it be regarded as backbiting or not? And then we should talk. Do you know Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once asked, do you know what is backbiting? Allahu Akbar. Sahih Muslim Sharif. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks, do you know what is backbiting? It was humbly replied that Allah azza wa jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know better. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, backbiting is that you talk about your brother in such a way that he dislikes it. It was humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if that brother does have the fault, he has that fault, and therefore we are talking bad about him? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, if he has the fault, then you have backbitten about him, then you have committed backbiting against him, and if he doesn't have the fault, then you have slandered him. Allahu Akbar. Remember, committing backbiting or ghibah is a grave sin. It is completely forbidden in Islam, and it is an act which leads to Jahannam, towards the hellfire. Allah Azza wa Jalla states in the glorious Quran, you see, these are ways that we need to make our mind. What does my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say about backbiting? What does the glorious Quran say about backbiting? And we should use this to make our minds to refrain from backbiting or any other evils. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the glorious Quran, Surah Al-Hujurat, verse 12.
وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ.
Translation from Ganzul Iman. And do not backbite one another. Will any one of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? You would not tolerate it. Allahu Akbar. Eating the flesh of your dead brother, that is backbiting. Allah Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, good news is for the one whose faults prevent him from finding faults in others. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further says that the person who conceals the fault of his brother after seeing his fault will be made to enter paradise, will be made to enter Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Do you know one of the causes, one of the reasons that people indulge in backbiting is hasad, jealousy. And jealousy, we know, the hadith about says, it consumes, it eats up one's good deeds, like how the fire eats hatab, eats the wood. Allahu Akbar. Anyways, it is mentioned by the famous Sahabi Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu an, who has said, the one who remembers death extensively, his jealousy will diminish. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Ulama Ikram, they advise us that keep your focus on these things, that backbiting, it can bring about a bad death, a bad end. The dua of one who backbites continuously is not answered. That person that we backbite about, rather, give that person gifts. Be the first to make salam to that person. Talk good about that person in his absence especially. Not only in his presence, but even he's not there. Safeguard his honor. Allahu Akbar. When you make salam to another Muslim, the deeper meaning ulama ikram have given us regarding the salam is not just a greeting. It is also a dua. You are saying, peace be upon you. Peace be upon you. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And the mercies of Allah be upon you. And the blessings of Allah be upon you. Subhanallah azza wa jal. So it's a greeting. It's a dua. And the deeper meaning is that this Muslim, you are telling him that you are safe in my custody. Your honor, your wealth, your life, your everything is safe with me. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So we're making the salam, but we can still go and backbite about this individual. Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive us. Allah Azza wa Jal, remove this spiritual disease from our hearts. And we need to understand, backbiting also destroys good deeds. May Allah Azza wa Jal remove these issues from our hearts. We need to understand the consequences. Whatever evil we are, or wrong we are doing, whatever sin we are doing, let us learn about that sin. What are the consequences? What does the Quran say? What does the glorious and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam say about this? What does my Islam teach me about gambling, about backbiting, about the spiritual disease of jealousy or anything else, consuming alcohol? For this, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, a little bit of homework for you. Amir Ahl Sunnah Dhamma Barakatuhum Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, has authored an encyclopedia of research regarding backbiting. The book you can find from Maktabatul Madina, the bookshop and publications department of Dawud Islami, or online. It's a free download. Rather, educate ourselves, empower ourselves with the knowledge of Islam, with the knowledge of the consequences of committing these sins, so that we make our minds to refrain from sins, and we make others' minds to refrain from sins as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We had another caller who was asking regarding tuberculosis. TB, Allahu Akbar, may Allah Azza wa Jal remove the sickness from you, brother Muhammad Zakir, and Allah will grant you shifa, complete and speedy recovery. Alright, firstly, we must understand, if anybody out there is suffering with tuberculosis, with TB, continue visiting your doctor. Don't stop. Yes, you can apply these wada'if as well, but continue visiting your doctor and continue taking the medications, the treatments that are recommended by your practitioner, by your doctor as well. In conjunction with that, recite the following wazifa, the following incantation, 29 times every day, and you can recite this at any time. However, the scholars, they advise, try to fix a time so that you remember. If you are reading it at any time during the day, it's possible that you may not remember, you may forget. So in order for you to remember, fix a time. Okay, after Maghrib or before sleeping, I'm going to recite this. After Dhuhr, I'm going to recite that. It will help, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, in you practicing upon these wada'if. That wadifa, that incantation is, Ya Muhayminu, Ya Muhayminu, Ya Muhayminu, 29 times every day. And recite Durood-e-Pak, Salat ala Nabi, once, before and after. Now, coughing is also associated with TB, with tuberculosis. And before I go into the wazifa regarding coughing, remember these wada'if, these incantations, they are like the shoulder and the cuts of a key. If you put too many cuts in the key, or too little, it won't open the lock, it won't open the door. So similarly, the wada'if, like I mentioned, Ya Muhaiminu 29 times, if we have to recite on purpose without any proper reason, one more or one less, then it will not have the positive effect that it is meant for. So these wazifas, these incantations, they are like the shoulder and the cuts of a key. We should recite them accurately. However, Amir Ahl Sunnah Ta'am Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah had mentioned in one of his silsilas on Madani channel, what if you forget? What if it's a large number, like 100 or 200 or something like that? What if you can't recall how many times you had read? Maybe I read 195, 199, or maybe 201, I can't remember. So it is better to recite more than less. For example, if you feel maybe I read 200, I can't remember, then recite a few more. Or you recited maybe 201, but you say, I can't remember if I actually recited 201, it was less than this, then always recite more to be on the side of caution, inshallah azza wa jal, that will be beneficial. Regarding coughing, whether you have TB or you don't, if you have a problem with coughing, then please note this down. The scholars mentioned we should take 40 small raisins. 40 small raisins, and you can even take up to 80. But minimum is 40 small raisins and 3 almonds, the 3 badam. Recite Durud-e Pak Surat Al-Nabi 11 times and do dam, blow on the raisins and the badam as well. And every day you eat one. Every day you eat them. But don't drink any water up to 2 hours after eating. When you eat, then only after 2 hours you should drink some water. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, this will help to relieve one's cough. It will help to remove the phlegm that is found in there, and it will stop further production of the phlegm. The amount of small raisins, it can be increased if necessary, but give smaller quantities to little children. And continue taking this medication until you are cured. And one Madani Bahar for you. A youngster had come to one of our Islamic brothers who is part of the Ta'awizat at-Tariyah department, and complaining of severe coughing, tight chest, a lot of phlegm coming out, uneasiness, difficulty in breathing. And this treatment was prescribed for this individual, for this youngster. For 40 days you eat these raisins. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, believe it or not, after those 40 days, the youngster comes back and says, I don't know when last I had that severe cough. I don't know when last I had those chest pains and that breathing difficulty. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. These are tried and tested wada'if, but we have to have yaqeen and the reliance that all of this is from Allah Azza wa Jal. All of these shifa, these cures, these treatments, Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who puts the cure in these wada'if, in the medication that we are taking for whatever pain that we have. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was a message that came through regarding any wada'if, anything to be recited for protection against dogs. For protection against dogs. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are some wada'if that can be recited, and listen carefully, try to write it down if possible. If not, not a problem. I will give you the references so you can always go back to these books and these pages, and you can take it from there, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Mufti Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he has said that it is stated in Tafsir Tha'labi, whoever keeps the words with him, the following words I will mention now, whoever writes down the following and keeps it with him, then inshallah azza wa jal, he will be safe from the evil of any dog. He will be protected against any dog. I'm sure you must be waiting what that wazifa is. Subhanallah azza wa jal. It is actually part of the glorious Quran, part of an ayah, a verse of the Holy Quran. That verse is,
وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ.
If the dog rushes to you, obviously we shouldn't put ourselves in danger and play with the dog, but unless it's a pet, for example. But nevertheless, if you're walking on the street or any place where there's a dog and he's charging towards you, what do you do? So please, the same ayah, the same verse of the Holy Quran, memorize it. At the same time, recite it. وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, that dog will not harm you in any way. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Now, there is another wazifa. The following ayah must be written on 40 pieces of bread or 40 pieces of biscuit. This is for a person who has been bitten by a rabid dog. A dog which has rabies, that disease, that sickness. If a person has been bitten by this, then write the following ayah on some bread, on some biscuit as well, and give this person who has been bitten by the rabid dog to eat every day. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, this person will not be affected by that rabies disease, by the rabies, and this person will not become insane. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. What is that ayah?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Innahum yakiduna kayda wa akidu kayda famahhilil kafirina amhilhum ruwayda.
This is found in Surah At-Tariq, verses 15 to 17. You can find this wazifa here. For any person who has been bitten by a rabid dog, write this ayah on 40 pieces of bread or biscuit. Give the person to eat. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, they will not be affected by the effects of the rabies. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a message here from an Islamic sister. And she states that the place that I'm staying at, I cannot stay there anymore due to several reasons. And I'm looking for a place to stay. I cannot find any place to stay. I feel like I've got blockages everywhere. I've got obstacles everywhere. Is there anything I can recite? Is there anything I can do to remove these obstacles, these blockages, so that I can get a better place to stay? Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Alright, if any other person out there, wherever you are in the world, if you have a similar issue, a similar problem, there are certain things that can be recited, certain things which can be done as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, it is written in Amir Ahl-Sunnah Tam Barakatum Al-Aliyah's world famous book called Faizan-i-Sunnat, page 56. Faizan-i-Sunnat, page 56, you will find this wazifa. On the day of Jumu'ah, before Salatul Jumu'ah, perform a ghusl, make ghusl, and put on clean and pure clothing. Then recite 200 times, Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu, 200 times while sitting alone in solitude. And with Durood Sharif or Salat ala Nabi, 3 times before and after. The scholars mention no matter how major the problem is, it will be resolved, and whichever type of need that you have, it will be fulfilled, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal willing. Everything is within the power, the control of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. He is the creator of opportunities. Allah Azza wa Jal is completely and fully aware of what difficulties you are experiencing. whether it's small, minor or major, whether it's big, whether people know about it or not. But Allah is aware. And remember something, that difficulties are sent to us, but how long will those difficulties end? As our teachers, they tell us, no matter how big your problem is, there's always somebody out there who has a bigger problem. If you have eyes with which you can see, you have great benefits and blessings from Allah Azza wa Jal. If you have ears with which you can hear, you are not deaf, you are not blind, you have too many blessings from Allah Azza wa Jal. If you have hands and you have legs which you can walk, which you can use, then you have too many blessings from Allah Azza wa Jal. If you have a roof over your head, if you have a meal 3 times a day, that's too much. People are digging in the buns. This is reality. If you have access to pure drinking water, you are blessed from Allah Azza wa Jal. So many people in the world, they don't have that facility. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. But many people are ungrateful. This is the problem. Nevertheless, try this wazifa inshallah Azza wa Jal through its barakah, through its blessings. And you make dua as well for your situation. Before Salatul Jumu'ah, make ghusl, put on clean, pure clothing, recite Ya Allahu 200 times with Durood Sharif 3 times before and after, and recite this whilst being alone, without any disturbances or any people around, and make dua for yourself, for your specific problem and situation. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, your problem will be resolved, and whatever need you have will be fulfilled, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Also, daily recite the following wazifa 20 times with Durood Sharif, Salat ala Nabi, once before and after. Ya Nafi'u, Ya Nafi'u, Ya Nafi'u. 20 times, Ya Nafi'u, every day with Durood Sharif, once before and after. And then make dua for whatever desire you have, whatever difficulty is there for it to be removed, and whatever need you have to be fulfilled. Speaking of need, there is a beautiful nafil salah, a voluntary and optional salah that can also be performed. And this is called Salatul Hajat. So, Hajat means needs. Remember, whatever need it is, it must be within the boundaries of the Islamic sacred law. It must be within the boundaries of Sharia. It can't be something which is prohibited. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. So, as long as it is within the confines of the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law, you can ask, you can make dua and perform the salah as well. Sayyiduna Hudhayfa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the famous Sahaba, he has mentioned, whenever the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was confronted with any challenging issue, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would perform salah. Now, this Salatul Hajat, I will advise you, please do obtain the famous Madani Panj Surah. If you turn to page 285, there is the whole format of how to recite Salatul Hajat, that is, which surahs should be recited in the rak'at, and there's a special dua at the end as well, which needs to be made after you perform this salah. Ensure that it is not a makruh time. That Dahwa-i Kubra, or what is called Zawal in many places, sunset, sunrise time. Besides these three timings, you can perform the Salatul Hajat. You can perform 2 rakats, or you can perform a 4 rakat nafil salah with this intention, Salatul Hajat. It is mentioned in a hadith epoch that if you're performing 4 rakat of Suratul Hajat, in the first rakat after Suratul Fatiha, recite Ayatul Kursi 3 times. After Suratul Fatiha, Ayatul Kursi 3 times. In the remaining 3 rakat, after Suratul Fatiha, recite Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, Surah Falaq, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq, and Surah Nas, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Nas, 1 in each rakat. And then you make that special dua. That special dua, you can find it in Madani Panj Surah, page 285, the English translation. There's another beautiful dua, a wazifa actually, that can be recited for any need or every need to be fulfilled by Allah Azza wa Jal. After reciting the following 1,000 times with Durood-e Paak or Salat al-Nabi, 10 times before and after, recite, Ya Shaykh Abdul Qadir Shay'al Lillah, 1,000 times, and Durood-e Paak 10 times before and after. You can find this as well in Madani Panj Surah, page 227. Madani Panj Surah, page 227. Whoever recites the following wazifa 20 times every day, his desire will be fulfilled, inshallah azza wa jal. That wazifa is Ya Rafi'u, Ya Rafi'u, Ya Rafi'u, 20 times every day. Inshallah ta'ala, your desire will be fulfilled, your need will be fulfilled. Remember that these wada'if, they must be recited in such a way, in fact, any dhikr that you are making, any durood-e paak that you are making, even if you are reciting the glorious Qur'an, then we must ensure that we are reciting these wada'if, these incantations, so that we can hear ourselves. The volume must be such that we can hear ourselves. That's the minimum sound that is required. If we are just simply moving our lips, moving our tongue, but we can't hear ourselves, this will not be regarded as recitation. It will not be regarded as reciting these things. So rather, we understand, whatever we are reciting, it must be, the sound must be minimum that we can hear ourselves. Furthermore, I will advise that visit a Ta'awizat al-Tariya stall to get istikhara done. Since the Islamic sister mentioned there is blockages, there's obstacles as well, perhaps you can send a mahram to one of the Ta'awizat al-Tariya stalls for istikhara to be done, and also for a ta'weez from the Ta'awizat al-Tariya stall as well, inshallah azza wa jal. This will help greatly. If you don't have access to any stall of Ta'awizat al-Tariya, then not a problem. Online, for your convenience, if you visit dawoodislami.net and you click on that icon Ruhani Ilaj, if you click on this, there will be an online form that must be filled out. You fill it out, you put whatever your issue is, your details as well, and the responsible people of that department will try to arrange some kind of wada'if incantations or invocations and treatments for you as well, inshallah azza wa jal. May Allah azza wa jal remove those obstacles, remove those blockages, and grant the good that we desire. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
My name is Ismail Sanudi. I'm speaking from Witbank, Mpumalanga, South Africa. I have a request. I want to know, I have a problem with my son. My son now is 4 years old now, but he cannot talk, he cannot speak. The time when he wants to speak, he cannot lift the tongue to speak out, but he's 4 years old. And you know, 4 years old is more than enough for the kid to speak. So is there any help that I can get for the help that he can speak, and like where, from whom can I get the help? Jazakumullah khairan wa sura. I hope you can help me.
My name is Mahmoud Madani from Sufi Nagar, Durban, South Africa. Alhamdulillah, the silsila called Spiritual Cure is very interesting. I would like to know is there any wazifa for flu and fever? Jazakumullah khairan.
Our Ismail Zanudi Bai from Witbank. May Allah Azza wa Jal remove this problem from your son. As you mentioned, your son is 4 years old, but is still not talking, is still unable to speak. I will advise that don't give up on visiting a pediatrician or a speech therapist as well for a speech and hearing screening. Also, contact one of the Ta'awizat al-Tariya stalls to get istikhara done. Sometimes it's possible it can be a nazar, an evil eye, which is affecting your son, or it could be any other reason. So medical wise, visit the pediatrician, visit the speech therapist to find out if there is any problem and what the problem is, so how it can be medically cured, inshallah azza wa jal. Spiritual wise, do visit the Ta'wizat al-Tariyah stall. Get istikhara done. This is necessary. Get that istikhara done. Take a ta'wiz as well from the responsible Islamic brother at the Ta'wizat al-Tariyah stall. If you don't have anybody who's close to you, then online via dawoodislami.net, there's an icon, Ruhani Ilaj. Click on it. You'll see the form. Fill out an online form with your details as well. And briefly mention what your issue is, what the problem is. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, those people, Islamic brothers who are in charge of that department, they will try to arrange some kind of treatment or madani pearls of advice and wada'if as well. I want to narrate to you a madani bahar where this one muballigh of Dawud Islami, he attended a certain function, a Milad Sharif and Urs. And after the program, the host comes up to the muballigh and says, you know, I've got a little child. I'm not too sure. I think he said it's about 2 or 3 years old. And this child doesn't speak at all. So Ismail Zanudi Bhai, listen carefully, because this person has a similar problem like your child. So this child doesn't speak, doesn't talk at all. What can we do? Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, that host, his mind was made to visit a ta'awizat at Tariya stall and to get some treatment from there, to get a ta'awiz as well and something to read from there. Anyways, he did this. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, after a couple of months, he phones and says that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, now my child cannot stop talking. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Ismail Zanudi Bhai, try to recite Ya Nafi'u, Ya Nafi'u, Ya Nafi'u 20 times every day and make dua. Don't leave the dua. No matter what happens, continuously make dua. There is definitely a reason for everything. May Allah Azza wa Jal remove the difficulty that your little child is having. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant him the ability to speak soon, to speak all that which is beneficial. Grant him that proper power of speaking and talking and make it easy. Grant patience to you and the family as well. So continue making your du'as. Contact a Ta'wizat al-Tariyah stall for the treatment, for a cart water or some kind of wada'if that they will administer, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mahmood Madani, from Sufi Nagar, Durban. What wada'if are there for flu and fever? And this is one of the most common problems that many people have around the world. Flu and fever. Allahu Akbar. Before I mention some of the wada'if, keep this in mind that it is mentioned in Malfuzate Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali that three diseases should not be disliked. Three diseases must not be disliked. One is the flu, because by its virtue, many other diseases are removed. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The other is itchiness. Itchiness because by its virtue, many diseases of the skin like leprosy are prevented, and conjunctivitis of the eyes because it averts, it diverts blindness. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. It is mentioned that the following blessed verse must be recited 7 times with Durood-e Paak, Salat ala Nabi, once before and after. Then do dam, inshallah Azza wa Jal, a significant reduction will be found in the fever, inshallah Azza wa Jal, which is that Quranic verse. لا يرون فيها شمسا ولا زمهريرا. This is Surah Ad-Dahr, verse 13. Surah Ad-Dahr, verse 13. This verse must be recited 7 times with Durood-e Paak, Surah Al-Nabi, once before and after. and do dam on that person, blow on that person, inshallah azza wa jal, it will have a positive effect with that person who has the flu or the fever. Sayyidina Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned that recite Suratul Fatiha 40 times with Durud-e Pak, Salat ala Nabi, once before and after, and then perform dam, blow on some water and sprinkle it on the face of the person who is suffering from a fever, inshallah azza wa jal, that person will be relieved from that, inshallah azza wa jal. It is narrated in Hadith Pak, when anyone amongst you suffers from a fever, then sprinkle cold water on that person's face every morning for 3 days. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to understand all of this, to practice it as well. Keep watching Madani channel and see you next week on this wonderful silsila, Spiritual Cure. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.